this goes to Dr. Vogel, V-O-G-E-L. His fax is 989-953-5329. Regarding Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Schutt, S-C-H-U-T-T. Date of birth, March 7th of 1949. Dear Dr. Vogel, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Schutt with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was a year ago, August 8th. The patient has lost 13 pounds over the last 12 months. She does report her appetite is good, and she's happy about the weight loss and doesn't want to gain more weight back. She has been experiencing low blood pressures with position change, though. From lying to sitting, she experiences a drop, and also from sitting to standing. And so right now her amlodipine is on hold. She was feeling nauseated and had diarrhea for several days and was going to cancel this appointment, but she came in. She did get tested for COVID to be sure it wasn't COVID, and that was negative. She has no other symptoms of COVID, no cough, fever, chills, nothing else, just the diarrhea and nausea. She's actually feeling slightly better this afternoon. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She does have edema of the lower extremities, and she wears support hose year-round, and she's currently wearing them. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the losartan, maximum dose of 100 milligrams daily, as well as hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams daily. Metoprolol is 100 milligrams daily. That's an extended release. Lasix is 20 milligrams once daily, and in addition to other routine medications. And gabapentin, she takes 300 milligrams three times a day for peripheral neuropathy. Physical exam, weight 152 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm setting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Pulse is 65. Oxygen saturation is 91% on room air. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. Compression stockings are in place, and there's no appreciable edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 23rd of 2023. Creatinine was 1.26, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 45. Albumin 4.3, calcium 9.7. Sodium is 134, slightly high due to the hydrochlorothiazide and Lasix. Potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 31. Phosphorus 3.3. Hemoglobin is 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, and no progression of kidney disease. Two, diabetic nephropathy, currently well controlled. Three, hypertension with orthostatic changes, and currently amlodipine is on hold. And four, bilaterally small kidneys. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. And she'll have, she does travel to Texas for the winter, so she won't be back until April of 2024. So we'll have a follow-up visit when she returns in 9 months. And she will have lab studies done in Texas for us while she is out there. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Puente, MD.